that we call the side meat middling. And the hams, of course, that's the back part, and the shoulders is the front part. And then you've got your backbone and your ribs and your tenderloins and all things like that, you see.
Well,
then your sausage, you see a lot of that is ground up in sausage.
Oh, yeah.
You take the tenderloin and then you put enough trimmings off of your middlings to furnish the fat part. And by the time you trim your shoulders and your hams, you've got enough lean and fat, you see, to mix and just kind of balance it to make your sausage. Grind that all up into sausage.
Well, what is the difference between the middling meat and then what we call bacon?
That's bacon.
Oh, that is?
That's purely bacon.
That's
bacon.
Just the same?
Just the same thing. Bacon is cut from the side.
From
the side.
And a person who makes his living by killing and selling meat, you call that person a...
Oh yes, he's a butcher.
That's the one that manages
the whole thing. He's a butcher.
I
thought you meant what different kinds of meat would be called.
I didn't word that well.
Yeah.
Now if meat has been kept too long, you say that the meat is...
It might get tainted.
And it starts smelling bad.
Yeah. Tainted. When it's tainted, you better throw it away. I've heard that it'll kill you if you eat at a certain stage, you know, it could.
Now, what about after you butcher a hog, what would you do with the meat from the head?
Well, I always cook the head.
You cook the head?
I gouge the eyes out and everything. And then I just scrape the ears real good, and then I just boil it, and then I bake it. Do it that way. And the jaws, the bottom part of the head, you see, the jaws, Lord, that's the finest meat. We always cured ours and hung it up just like we did the other. We cured them and then we cooked them when it got ready. But now the head, I always, and lots of people, I never did, but lots of people works the head up, get the ever fresh enough to make a souse meat, they call it. Now that, I never did like it very much and never did make it. My family didn't care for it too much, and so it's a lot of trouble. It's a lot of trouble. It's just like making chitlins, you just got to work your head off. And we never did care that much about it, and so I never did fool with it. Mother never did work it up like lots of the neighbors. I guess that's one reason that I didn't ever, because she didn't learn how to do it just right. But it's lots of trouble.
Did you ever hear of these people, would they make this souse meat, would they ever take the juice from it and do anything with that? Stir it up with cornmeal and stuff? Have you ever heard of anybody?
Yes. I've heard of it, but I don't believe I ever done it. Let me see.
Called scrapple or something like that?
Souse meat. Wouldn't that be a souse meat?
That would be a souse
meat. Pressed meat or souse meat?
Like that, I guess.
Pressed meat or souse meat would be what I'd call it.
And if you were talking about that, that thick, sour, lumpy milk that you might keep on hand, you call that...
Clabber?
Yeah, and then the kind of cheese that you make from that, you call it... People would make a kind of cheese. Cobbler, maybe, or an apple. Now, my aunt